Master Nos D'Aral saw Darth Carid leave her pod and head toward Theron, but he wasn't able to break away from his duel with the two Sith Lords. As fatigue had whittled away the Jedi's speed and concentration, he had stopped being able to stand his ground. The relentless pressure of his opponents had slowly driven him backward until they had him against the wall. Despite what was happening all around them, their battle had raged on unabated. With single-minded focus, his enemies ignored the alarms as they began to ring out. The explosions that rocked the ship and made the entire room shake had given them no pause. But the blast from inside Carid's command pod was so near and so loud, it actually snapped the attention of all three combatants away from their duel. Over the loudspeaker, a voice rose above the alarms, giving the order to abandon ship. Nos D'Aral knew the Imperial soldiers outside trying to cut through the door would heed the call, but he wasn't so sure about the two Sith in the room.
"You can stay and finish me off as this ship crumbles around us, or we can call this a draw and make a break for the escape pods."
The pureblood raised his purple blades as if ready to continue the fight, but he quickly changed his mind when his partner turned and raced toward the exit. A powerful blast of the Force sent the jammed door panel hurtling out into the now empty hall beyond. A second later, they were gone, disappearing down the hall. Another explosion caused the spear to start listing over to its side. The artificial gravity system should have reacted and automatically recalibrated themselves, but the damage inflicted by the Republic fleet must have been too great. And suddenly Nos D'Aral found himself slipping down the tilted floor. He slid out the door and into the corridor, joined a second later by Theron. The Jedi Master used the Force to keep himself from slamming into the wall. The SIS agent wasn't so lucky.
"I think we've overstayed our welcome," Theron said.
"Lead the way."
The ship slowly continued to tip, and soon the side wall served as their floor. They reached the turbo lift without seeing any sign of the two Sith Lords, or any of the soldiers they had run into earlier.
"Looks like we're the last ones at the party," Theron said as the lift doors opened and they awkwardly crawled inside. "Better remember to turn out the lights."
"I think the Republic is doing that for us,"
the Jedi answered, as another series of explosions capsized the spear completely and the turbolift shuddered to a halt.